हरे कृष्णा ಕನ್ನಡ ಗೊತ್ತಿಲ್ಲ ಸೊ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಇನ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಎಸ್ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
ಗಾಂಧರ್ವಿಕಾ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ, ಗಾಂಧರ್ವಿಕಾ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ರಾಧೆ. ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ, ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ, ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ, ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ. ಜಯ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ನರಸಿಂಹ, ಜಯ ಅನಂತ ದೇವ್, ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ನರಸಿಂಹ, ಜಯ ಅನಂತ ದೇವ್. ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ, 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 ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್, ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್, ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ, ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್.
ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಸಪ್ತ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗಾಂಧರ್ವಿಕಾ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ಶ್ರೀಮನ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ನರಸಿಂಹ ದೇವ್, ಅನಂತ ದೇವ್, ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಚತುರ್ದಶಿ ಮಹಾಮಹೋತ್ಸವ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ. ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಗೌರಂಗ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ, ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷ್ವ ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ. ಭಗವತ್ಯುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ.
Hare Krishna. So we're very honored and very happy to welcome His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj to Shri Shri Gandharvika Giridhari Temple. Hare Bol. We are very, very fortunate that we have Maharaj's association on this very auspicious day of the appearance of Lord Sri Narasimhadev. And we have a small prayer which openly we would like to say that Maharaj, this is a very special day, and every year you should make this as your place to be. Narasimha Temple. So, a small request. Maharaj is going to speak on the Bhagavatam. I'm very sure everybody is carrying a mobile. I'm sure everybody is carrying a mobile. We have a book table, connecting it with the mobile service. If anybody's mobile rings during the class, you please have to take one of Srila Prabhupada's books. Otherwise, you can put it on silent or on the vibrator mode. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
The mobile Purana says that if anybody's phone rings in the class, he won't get Krishna Prem. So, those who want Krishna Prem should be careful. So today on the occasion of Narasimha Chaturdashi, we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, on the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, probably his most well-known teaching, because we cannot separate the devotee from the Lord, or the Lord from his devotee. So it is very appropriate that on the day of appearance of Lord Narasimhadev, we speak about what Prahlad said.
Hare Krishna, ivattu Narasimhadevara aavirbhava dina, so ivattu tumba visheshavadanta dina. So bhaktanna bhagavantininda berpadisi nododakagala. ಸೊ ಇವತ್ತು ತುಂಬ ವಿಶೇಷವಾದಂತಹ ಸಂದರ್ಭ, ಇವತ್ತು ಭಗವಂತ ಭಕ್ತನ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಇರೋಂತಹ ಸಂಬಂಧನ ಈ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ಮತ್ತು ನರಸಿಂಹದೇವರ ಈ ಚರಿತ್ರೆ ಮುಖಾಂತರ ನಾವು ತಿಳ್ಕೊಳ್ಳೋದಕ್ಕೆ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ಪಡೋಣ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಆಲ್, ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇವ್ ವುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್.
ಸೊ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಇಲ್ದಿದ್ರೆ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇವರು ಆವಿರ್ಭವಿಸುವ ಸಂದರ್ಭನೇ ಇರ್ತಿರ್ಲಿಲ್ಲ.
ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 7, ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 6. ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡೆಮೋನಿಯಾಕ್ ಸ್ಕೂಲ್ ಮೇಟ್ಸ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಟೈಟಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್.
ಸೊ ಇವತ್ತಿನ ಚರ್ಚನೀಯ ಅಂಶ ಏನು ಅಂದ್ರೆ, ಸೊ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜರು ಅವರ ಸಹಪಾಠಿಗಳಿಗೆ ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞೆಯನ್ನು ಬೋಧನೆ ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ.
This mic is not steady, I think. Hare Krishna.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಕನ್ನಡ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೇಕಾಗಿರೋರು ಒಂದು ಮೂಲೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಕೂತ್ಕೊಂಡು ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಮಾಡ್ತೀವಿ. ಸೊ ಎಲ್ಲರೂ ಕನ್ನಡ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೇಕಾಗಿದ್ದವರು ಸಪರೇಟ್ ಆಗಿ ಬಂದು, ಎಷ್ಟು ಜನಕ್ಕೆ ಕನ್ನಡ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೇಕಾಗಿದೆ ದಯವಿಟ್ಟು ಕೈ ಮೇಲೆದ್ದು.
with the mic. Hare Krishna. Okay, it's working. Shukadev Maharaj didn't face such a problem. He did not need a mic to speak. So, yes, no translation. So, no? Hold it like this. 1 hour you'll hold. And just leave it. It'll go down. Then why don't I just hold one mic in my hand and speak? Easier. Huh? Just hold it like that. Hare Krishna. Yeah. This you don't need now, right? Yes. Hare Krishna. There was no need for such technology in Shukadev Goswami's time. Okay, so we are reading text 2 of the 7th canto, 6th chapter. Shri Prahlada Uvacha Kaumaraha Acharet Prajnaha Dharman Bhagavatan Iha Durlabham Manusham Janma tat api adhruvam arthadam. Shri Prahlada uvacha kaumara acharet prajnyo Dharman Bhagavataniha Durlabham Manusham Janma Tadapyadhruvam Arthadam. Shri Prahlada Uvacha Kaumara Acharet Prajnyo Dharman Bhagavataniha Durlabham Manusham Janma Tadapyadhruvam Arthadam. Shri Prahlada Uvacha Kaumara Acharet Prajnyo Dharman Bhagavataniha Durlabham Manusham Janma Tadapyadhruvam Arthadam. Omar Acharet Pragya Janma Arthadam. Shri Prahlada Uvacha Kaumara Acharet Prajnyo Dharman Bhagavataniha Manusham Janma Dhruvam Arthadam. Shri Prahlada Uvacha
ಕುಮಾರ ಆಚರೇತ್ ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞ ಧರ್ಮಾನ್ ಭಾಗವತಾನಿಹ ದುರ್ಲಭಂ ಮಾನುಷಂ ಜನ್ಮ ತದಪ್ಯಧ್ರುವಮರ್ಥದಂ. ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ಉವಾಚ ಕೌಮಾರ ಆಚರೇತ್ ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞ ಮಾನ್ ಭಾಗವತಾಮಿಹ ದುರ್ಲಭ ಮಾನುಷಂ ಜನ್ಮ ತದಪ್ಯಧ್ರುವಮರ್ಥದಂ ಕೌಮಾರ ಆಚರೇತ್ ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞ ಧರ್ಮಾನ್ ಭಾಗವತಾನಿಹ ಮಾನುಷಂ ಜನ್ಮ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದುವಾಚ ಕೌಮಾರ ಆಚರೇತ್ ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞ ಧರ್ಮಾನ್ ಭಾಗವತಾಂ ಇಹ ದುರ್ಲಭ ಮಾನುಷಂ ಜನ್ಮ ತಪ್ಯಧ್ರುವಮರ್ಥದಂ.
ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ಉವಾಚ. ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಕೌಮಾರಃ ಇನ್ ದ ಟೆಂಡರ್ ಏಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ಹುಡ್ ಆಚರೇತ್ ಶುಡ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಃ ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞಃ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್ ಧರ್ಮಾನ್ ಆಕ್ಯುಪೇಷನಲ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್ ಭಾಗವತಾನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಟು ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಇಹ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ದುರ್ಲಭಂ ವೆರಿ ರೇರ್ಲಿ ಒಬ್ಟೇನ್ಡ್ ಮಾನುಷಂ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಜನ್ಮ ಬರ್ತ್ ತತ್ ದಟ್ ಅಪಿ ಇವನ್ ಅಧ್ರುವಂ ಇಂಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್ ಟೆಂಪರರಿ ಅರ್ಥದಂ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್. ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಸಫಿಷಿಯಂಟ್ಲಿ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಯೂಸ್ ದ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇನ್ ಅದರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಟೆಂಡರ್ ಏಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ಹುಡ್ ಟು ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಸ್ ದಿ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ರೇರ್ಲಿ ಅಚೀವ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ದೋ ಟೆಂಪರರಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಅದರ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಫುಲ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಈವನ್ ಅ ಸ್ಲೈಟ್ ಅಮೌಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಿನ್ಸಿಯರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ ಒನ್ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಷನ್. ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್. ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಸಿವಿಲೈಸೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ದ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಅಟೈನ್ ದ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್. According to the Vedic system, therefore, from the very beginning of life, the Brahmacharya system is introduced so that from one's very childhood, from the age of 5 years, one can practice modifying one's human activities so as to engage perfectly in devotional service. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Text 40, ಸ್ವಲ್ಪಮಪ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ತ್ರಾಯತೆ ಮಹತೋ ಭಯಾತ್. ಈವನ್ ಅ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಅಡ್ವಾನ್ಸ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪಾತ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಡೇಂಜರಸ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಿಯರ್. ಮಾಡರ್ನ್ ಸಿವಿಲೈಸೇಷನ್, ನಾಟ್ ರಿಫರಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ವರ್ಡಿಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಲಿಟ್ರೇಚರ್, ಇಸ್ ಸೋ ಕ್ರೂಯಲ್ ಟು ದ ಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಸೊಸೈಟಿ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚಾರೀಸ್, it teaches mothers to kill their children even in the womb on the plea of curbing the increase of population. And if by chance a child is saved, he is educated only for sense gratification. Gradually throughout the entire world, human society is losing interest in the perfection of life. Indeed, men are living like cats and dogs, spoiling the duration of their human lives by actually preparing to transmigrate again to the degraded species among the 8.4 million forms of life. The Krishna consciousness movement is anxious to serve human society by teaching people to perform devotional service, which can save a human being from being degraded again to animal life. As already stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Bhagavata Dharma consists of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoh Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam. In all the schools, colleges and universities, and at home, all children and youths should be taught to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, they should be taught to hear the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, to put them into practice in their lives, and thus to become strong in devotional service, free from the fear of being degraded to animal life. Following Bhagavata Dharma has been made extremely easy in this age of Kali. The Shastra says, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyatha. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Everyone engaged in the practice of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra will be completely cleansed from the core of his heart and be saved from the cycle of birth and death. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagandaragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagandalalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. The unfortunate situation, especially in India, is that most people think that spiritual life need not be pursued seriously. And even those who may, under some pressure or under the force of superior argument, accept that yes, one must take to spiritual life seriously, they also say that that must be done only in ripe old age. In the time when one has become very, very elderly and one cannot do anything else in life, then one should take to spiritual life. So this is the general condition or the thinking of people in the holy land of Bharatvarsha. Punya Bhumi Bharatvarsha. In trucks that travel across the highways of India, you find different very colorful slogans at the back of the car, of the trucks. And they are mostly in Hindi. And one of the slogans that is very common is Mera Bharat Mahan. Now, I think we have to add one word there, that is Tha. Tha means Mera Bharat Mahan Tha. That means my Bharat was great at one time. Now my Bharat is meant for software engineers, and it is meant for cricket, and it is meant for politicians abusing each other with the filthiest language. And it is meant for all sorts of things that are not spiritual. And what is the reason for that? The reason is that we have neglected Prahlad Maharaj's most basic instruction, that we should teach Krishna consciousness to people from the very childhood. Because there is no such instruction from childhood, there is no interest in these subjects when the child grows up. And when the child becomes an adult and becomes a householder and has children, then definitely no question of this person giving such instruction to his or her children, because they have not been trained themselves. So then this is perpetuated. This philosophy that one need not take to spiritual life. Today in India, everybody is going around starry-eyed with their eyes big. They are attracted by the glitter and glamour of the world, modern materialistic culture. It is completely astonishing. I just came from Australia to Bangalore, just reached yesterday night, late night. I had to change flights at Singapore. At Singapore, when I got into the flight, then there was one couple sitting next to me. Typical Kannadiga couple. And then they came to ask, because it was international flight, so they are talking, "Sir, what would you like to drink? Orange juice, mango juice, wine, and some varieties of..." I'm not using words, I'm using a very respectable word, wine. So the lady first says, "I would like the wine." Man also says yes. So they both start drinking wine. Regular, if you see her, regular traditional, you know, lady from Bangalore. Maybe not so traditional, but from the talk it didn't appear they were so traditional, but... And then time came for the food. I usually carry my prasadam. And anyway, for me, it was Ekadashi, because in Australia it was Ekadashi. When I came here, I found it was Dwadashi. Same day. So anyway, I carry my own prasadam when I travel. So then they came, "Sir, would you like..." They ask also. They don't have that thing to think, at least to a person who is wearing, you shouldn't ask. Say, "Non-veg?" Then they asked this other lady. She said, some things I don't want to say in front of the deities. So she preferred non-veg, but she elaborated what she wanted in non-veg also. So I was thinking, this is Mera Bharat Mahan. Why? Because, and this was a young couple. They must have been maybe in 30s or something like that, touching 30, but early 30s at the most. So this is the condition of our society and country today. Why was this couple like this? Because their parents did not know about this verse. I don't blame them. I blame their parents. And there was some elderly three Kannadiga ladies sitting behind me, in our row behind. The announcements from Singapore to Bangalore are in English and Kannada, because so many Kannadigas travel back. Three elderly ladies, they must have gone to visit their sons or whatever. They were screaming with glee, they were watching Tom and Jerry. Now, I don't understand Kannada too much, but something I could understand. Tom and Jerry, and then they were discovering the new channels of in-flight entertainment, and they were going and they were asking that steward to come and help them to go to the next movie and the cartoons, and like little children, they were all playing with the different things. So then I understood why the couple sitting next to me was the way they are, because the elderly were like those behind me. Because of people like them, these people were like this. So you can't blame them. So the elderly people also, they may have been trained somehow, they had some culture, they had some background. So therefore, at least they were somewhat subdued, but when they got exposed to Singapore, my flight from Australia to Singapore came early. I had a 3-4 hour gap. So I was just sitting there watching, because nothing to do. You can't even chant, so much noise. And as usual, wherever there is noise, you can be sure there are Indians around. Indians speak in very loud volume, even when not necessary. And when it is necessary, then the decibel volume will, the levels will go very high. So in any case, so Indians everywhere going around here, there, and the shopping malls that you see, the shopping displays, and they force you. The airport is designed in such a way that you have to pass through all these shops that display mind-boggling variety of goods. 50% of them are alcohol, different types of alcohol, and the majority of people going there are Indians. With their wife also they will go. Earlier, at least he would be afraid to go. Now with children, wife, everybody, they go, all looking at different bottles, and because duty-free. So then other things, they look at them. For a person who is not in spiritual consciousness, these places can be completely mind-boggling. Just the vast array of goods that are on display, as if somebody is just dangling these tantalizing items. Come, come, take me, enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Everybody is holding up like this. Come, this bottle of liquor, and just the varieties of liquor. I also saw some Indians who happened to be of a certain religion where alcohol is forbidden to drink. And usually they are strict about it. But I saw a group of them looking at these different bottles because they could not resist the temptation, maybe. This is the power of this modern society. So today, our those who are parents in India are only teaching their children how to be good sense enjoyers. That's all. And there were many Indian couples walking to and fro because they've got good jobs, corporate jobs in Australia or Singapore or here or there. And they are just going mad. Unbelievable what the Indians are doing there. The kind of things we get to see, the kind of stories we get to hear. And in one sense, that's why many people come to Krishna consciousness, because either the husband or the wife has done something so horrible that, their life crumbles around them, and they come for some shelter, some solace. And somehow they hear from somebody there is a temple, they come. Because they have completely, they go mad when they see the way of life there, all the sense gratification available, the freedom, the promiscuity, the standard of living materially. And they forget everything. And especially one thing I've noticed, earlier we used to think only the North Indians, you know, because there the culture is not eat, drink, people think like that. But nowadays South Indians, I tell you, they are catching up with a vengeance. Oh, whether from Andhra or Tamil Nadu or you know, Karnataka or anywhere. I cannot tell you stories sitting in the hall, temple hall, holy place. I cannot tell you many of the things that I have heard and experienced and seen there with the Indians. Australians, it's okay, another thing. They are actually coming towards and they are, you know, Indians. Because we are forgetting this basic instruction. So these, broadly speaking, these two categories are there. One who feel it is not necessary at all, spiritual education. And those who feel even if you have to do it only in old age. Very rare to come across any in a different category who feel that we must actually take Krishna consciousness very, very seriously. So Prahlad Maharaj here is teaching us something so important. And Srila Prabhupada's purport is very, very important here. Indeed, men are living like cats and dogs, spoiling the duration of their human lives by actually preparing to transmigrate again to the degraded species among the 8.4 million species of life. The Krishna consciousness movement is anxious to serve human society by teaching people to perform devotional service. So Prahlad is teaching us something very simple. Start Krishna consciousness from very young age, because if you don't, it will not be possible later on. The way of the modern world is that they will present so many temptations for worldly sense enjoyment. This consumerist culture is becoming so powerful, so attractive, so tempting, that people are simply swept off their feet. They cannot think of any spiritual thing. And anything, it is now becoming a fashion that anything that is traditional or religious or spiritual, people think it is fashionable now to mock it and ridicule it and laugh at it. So this is the situation. So it is not an exaggeration to say that if we want to restore sanity to society, if we want to save the society, there is no other way except following Prahlad Maharaj's present instruction here. Actually, talking of professionals, adults, elderly people, it's too late. It's gone. Even those who are middle-aged, it's too late. Then those who are young in their early 30s, late 20s, they're also too much intoxicated by this, you know, newly acquired opulence and the jet set culture. They're traveling Singapore, America, here, there, 5-star hotels, aeroplanes. This whole culture has got so much into their blood that they cannot think of anything else now. It is like an intoxication. When an intoxicated person is offered some very pleasant, nice thing, he's not in a position to accept. He's thinking of alcohol only. So they cannot. The school children, poor children, they are being forced by their parents. You must, and these elderly people, there were some grandchildren with them. They were forcing them. You watch this Tom and Jerry, or you do this, you do that. Children are playing with video games, so they were all busy. Whenever you see, instead of, having some Krishna conscious discussions or something, the children were just busy with their iPhones or whatever it was, video games. So, who is there? Who is there who can take to Krishna consciousness? So, even nowadays, at school level, it is becoming late. I was told of one lady in Gujarat. She was a professor of English, but she was very traditionally minded. So she saw the condition in the colleges. She decided that it is too late. If you want to introduce some Vedic culture to the students at college level, they are too spoiled already. So let me go to the schools. So she went to the school level. She went to the higher standards, 8, 9, 10 standards. She realized after some time, it is too late here also. Then she decided, let me go to primary level school. She realized, too late here also. So then what did she do? She did some study, some research. Then she realized there is only one way to save this world. That was her conclusion. Garbhadhana Sanskar. It has to start at that point. When the mother and father have to be trained in how to beget progeny in a Krishna conscious frame of mind with proper samskar. Samskar means a purificatory ritual. So that you can beget a child whose consciousness is pure, a very pious soul, who will come into this life and take to spiritual life very naturally. So then she started studying what is this Garbhadhana Samskar, and she went deep into it, and then she started propagating it very widely. And as the years went by, she got many young couples. And she talked about it a lot. And the years went by. And then she started a school. The school had children between the ages of 5 and 7. About 200 or 300 children, something like that. And every one of these children was born through that method of the Garbhadhana Samskar. Because the idea being that if the child is born with that consciousness and the parents are also somewhat tuned to this idea, then they will give some good upbringing to their child. Not simply Mickey Mouse and Tom and Jerry and so on. You must come first in your class, then you must get a job in Infosys and then go to America and earn a lot of money. The poor children, what can they do? Their parents are forcing them. And parents are more concerned about social prestige than about their children's well-being. Because the parents will feel nice if they tell their neighbors and relatives, my son is in America. So they feel very good about it, because everybody else will say, oh, really? So standard of success is America, or going to Australia. His Holiness Jayaprataka Swami Maharaj was one time narrating that in one famous temple, one of the main pujaris, South Indian temple, very major temple, the head pujari or chief priest of that temple approached him. And he said, I have two sons. My younger son, he is bright. The older son is little dull. So him I'm making priest here. Younger son who is bright, can you send him to America? This is the situation. Because the older son is dull, so make him a devotee. Younger son is bright, send him to America. He will get good university education, get a big job there. Then his future will be successful. So this is the condition. So what can be done? So only if the parents, young parents now, this is the only hope. Old generation, leave it. Tom and Jerry and television. Whole retired life is in front of the television. In fact, many of the young couples I met in Australia who are become devotees don't want to come to India because their parents are unfavorable to Krishna consciousness. Or even if they are not unfavorable, whole day they sit in front of the TV, so it's bad influence for the children. So the tables are being turned. Earlier the parents used to be worried, my children will get into bad habits. Now the children are worried about the parents. Whole day they are sitting in front of TV, and what are they watching? Cinema, cinema songs. And they want the grandchild to sit with them and watch also. So what is the hope? So only hope now is with the young couples. Of course, there are many, many still firmly fixed spiritual minded elders also. I do not wish to decry the spirituality and wisdom of many, many elders. But unfortunately, large numbers are also becoming very materialistic. That is a fact of our society. So if young couples come together and bring up children who are in Krishna consciousness, properly doing Garbhadhana Samskar and things like that, then there is some hope for this country, for this society, and also for the world. In other places we see that they are so far removed from any idea of Krishna consciousness or spirituality. I was giving one lecture in one university in Melbourne, which is considered the top university, Melbourne University. And the very nice program, all Westerners of different countries. Very nice program. They were asking so many questions. They had carpet, some were sitting on the floor, some were all around on chairs. And there were many young people who came. There was an open carpet area. They were all lying down there, hearing the lecture. Sleeping, lying down. Not asleep. But that was their way. It was cool. It was cool to be relaxed in the lecture, and they were lying down, 7-8 of them. They put their bag under their head and they were lying down and feet on top of the other. And there were some young couples also. They were also embracing in the class. And this is going on. So then I was thinking, what is the hope? What can you do here? I said, at least outside they can go and embrace, isn't it? I mean, they don't have to do it in the class, you see. When you step out of the building, they're all lying on the lawns embracing. And nobody bats an eyelid. It is just part of life. You see, our Indians, when they go there, they see all this and they also become like that. They go, they lose their sensibilities. So they're just lying down. So I was thinking, oh, they're so far removed from any conception. What to speak of Krishna consciousness? Even basic culture or etiquette, that in a classroom where there's a lecture going on, you should be at least sitting. At least sit and sleep if you have to sleep. But they actually fully spread out, 7-8 of them at one corner, and just, it was normal. And I asked them, it happens every lecture? He said, yeah, it happens every lecture. Normal. So this is just part of the culture. So as far as those people are concerned, very hard to bring them to Krishna consciousness. Actually, in some sense, they are more eager to come because they are clean slate. Because they don't know anything about spirituality. So in that sense, you can bring them. Only culture is very difficult to give them. But for Indians, they have now neither culture nor they have that spirituality. They just have that consciousness of being mesmerized with the Western world and the materialistic culture. That's all. So that is why this teaching of Prahlad Maharaj is so important. By the way, what time is darshan? I think we have passed the time. Can you please tell me when I should stop? Anyone is there? Please give me an indication when you would like me to stop. See, we are like politicians. Once we get mic, we don't know how to stop. We go on and on. I'm still recovering from the shock. That is why I'm speaking a little in flippant mood today. Jet lagged. That is why Mera Bharat Mahan, isn't it? We have to. But actually speaking, for whatever may be the problem, there is no substitute for India, because still there is so much culture here. So much culture is still there. So we must take the benefit of this and propagate this Krishna consciousness movement. Even at childhood, at school, we must penetrate into all the schools and we must get all the young couples to understand this so that they will procreate children who are Krishna conscious. Otherwise, even schools nowadays are very difficult. Nowadays in Australia, the education system is compulsory. They teach on iPad. No writing, no notebooks and pens and pencils. No blackboards. Everything is an iPad. Every school child, this is at third standard level, they have to get iPad and they teach only via iPad. Compulsory. There's no blackboard, nothing. And the parents, one couple, Indian devotee couple, they were saying they are homeschooling, but now they are sending the child to school because of some reasons. So they are saying, now we are giving him iPad, he has got internet, now we are afraid what he will start doing with internet. Because he is only a very small boy. So they spoke to the principal, so the principal is also saying, no, this is the modern age, you have to do like that. So now we have to move towards the younger generation. We will need our own schools. We will need our own educational system. There is no way we can go beyond this without it now. So therefore, what Prahlad is saying is even more important today than ever before. Prahlad is saying, Kaumara Acharet Pragyaha. Start from the Kumara Avastha, the age of childhood, infancy. But actually, we have to go back to Garbhadhan. The parents have to be taught. So then slowly it can happen. In general, also, Shankaracharya has prayed. Balyavastha kida saktaha, tarunavastha taruni saktaha, vriddhavastha chinta saktaha, parepi brahmani kopi na saktaha. He says in childhood, kida sakta, one is attached to play, frolicking and playing and whimsical behavior. Tarunavastha taruni saktaha. When one becomes a young man, he becomes attracted to young women. So whole youth passes like this in sensual attraction. Then vriddhavastha, then in the old age, chinta sakta, one becomes attached to worrying. Worry about this, worry about children, worry about grandchildren, worry about the world, worry about pension, worry about finances, worry about health. Parepi brahmani kopi na saktaha. So who is attached to the absolute truth? At what stage of life can one be attached to the absolute truth? Childhood goes by like that, youth goes by like this, old age goes by like this. Where is the time for spirituality, serious spirituality? This is the problem today. So perhaps all of you can also start thinking seriously about having some educational system for children here. It will take years to develop. But if you start thinking about it seriously, maybe after a few years, something substantial will emerge. So that literally speaking, it may sound too dramatic to make such a statement. But if we have to save the world, or at least the future generations of our own devotees, then we have to do this. We have to move towards educating children at very young age. Then hopefully things will move nicely. And that is the whole purpose of the Vedic civilization. Because people do not know what is the goal of life, so they unnecessarily get distracted into so many other things. So Prahlad is saying that this is the perfection of life, Krishna consciousness, and therefore one must avail of the benefit of this human form of life. Durlabham manusham janma. this manushya janma, this human form of life is very rare. And even though it is adhruvam, adhruvam means it's temporary, lasts only for a few years, still it is arthadam. Arthadam means it is full of meaning. Why is it full of meaning? Because it is the only condition of the species in which one can become Krishna conscious. Therefore, kaumara acharet pragyaha dharman bhagavatan iha. So this Bhagavad Dharma or Krishna consciousness has to be taught from very childhood, because this is the goal of life. So if you wait till old age, then it is too hard to teach an old dog new tricks. So at that age, Tom and Jerry, no Krishna consciousness. Mickey Mouse and Tom and Jerry, second childhood they are going into. So then it is not possible. Also, what is the guarantee that we will live up to old age? And death can come any time. Also further, the longer we leave Krishna or don't do Krishna consciousness, the harder it is for us to practice later. Because we have been so spoilt by this material world, so contaminated, that with every moment of life passing by without Krishna consciousness, it becomes more difficult, because that many bad samskars have imprinted themselves in our consciousness. So the earlier, the better. And also, just see, is it something very polite or courteous to do? That when the body is young and fresh and strong, when the senses are strong, at that time we tell Krishna we have no time for you. Then we are busy enjoying the senses. And when the body grows old and decrepit and invalid and incapable of doing anything, then we come to the Lord and say, oh my Lord, now I am yours. So Krishna will say, now what can you do for me? Your body, when it is completely incapable of doing any sense gratification, that is when you are coming to me. When your body was nice and strong, you did not think of serving me with a healthy body. Now when your body is not useful for any sort of worldly enjoyment, then you come to serve me. It's like going to a person and giving him a gift of a rose which is 1 month old. The rose is fully spoilt by now. The petals are falling off. It is discolored. And you go and give it to him. This is a gesture of my respect for you. Then he will understand you are offering your disrespect, not your respect. So similarly, when the rose is fresh, in other words, when our body is fresh, that is the time to serve Krishna. And if we are serving Krishna when we are children, when we are young and healthy and strong, then when we grow old, the consciousness will continue and we can happily serve Krishna even till the point of death without difficulty. So it must begin from childhood. So Prahlad is the best example of this one point, of how it must begin from childhood. So whenever people talk like this, that we must begin from old age, we must immediately give them the example of Prahlad and tell them, see, this is our tradition, this is our culture, that we have to start from childhood. Do not wait till old age. So Prahlad's own example is the best for us. So let us remember these teachings very, very fervently and take Krishna consciousness very seriously. Those amongst you who are Grihasthas or who are planning to be Grihasthas, you can all come together, discuss how you can facilitate some Krishna conscious education. Educational system for your children. So you start some form of education. Of course, you have the Sunday schools in the temple. That's nice, but it is not sufficient. Nowadays, homeschooling is catching on amongst devotees and even non-devotees in different parts of the world and India also, because people are getting so disillusioned with the outside educational system. So somehow by providence, this verse has come today for me to speak. So this one verse can save the whole world, actually. Shri Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Shri Narasimha Dev Bhagavan ki jai, Gaur Premanande. Sure. You can ask questions. Yeah. So any questions? We can have a couple of questions. Yes, at the back. Sorry, I think today's lecture was a little strong. It was an unplanned lecture. I could not speak anything nectarian and wonderful about Krishna. I was mostly speaking about wine and such things.
Hare Krishna,
but it's important. Yes.
Maharaj, you were mentioning about the root problem of Garbhadhana Samskar. So basically what I see is like, now when we're preaching, devotees read this from Srila Prabhupada books. So I've seen even young couples, when they get married, when we just preach to them, they say, oh, is these the procedures are available? So I was just thinking, like, you know, part of institutionally, like, you know, see, sometimes only on personal guidance they can take it up. So I was thinking, institutionally, is there any procedures in the temple's implementation? Like, you know, somebody is going to get married or anything, this is a process has to be taught to them, or like.
Unfortunately, there is no process institutionally. It is pretty much left to each individual. It is also left to the preachers associated with different temples to actually propagate this idea. It is there in Prabhupada's books, in his teachings. It is very much there. So we have to popularize it and propagate it amongst the devotee community so that they can take this seriously. So there is nothing at a formal institutional level on this, as far as I know. It is just up to individual initiative in the temples and for the devotees.
Okay.
Okay? Yes. Yes. Okay, so the question is, at what stage do we expose them to this idea, Garbhadhana Samskar and so on? I would say, for devotees, current existing devotees, everybody should be exposed as early as possible, so that at least if they can use it in their life or they can propagate it to others. And for people who are just becoming devotees, there is no harm in including that as part of their curriculum for Krishna conscious education. And especially if we are aware that there is a young couple who is planning to conceive, immediately we must inform them about it, even if they're very new people. But gradually this must be made well known to the devotee community. This culture must be revived. Otherwise, the situation outside seems very difficult. Yes, any other questions? Yes. Okay, wherever there is an ISKCON temple, there should be schools for the children. Yes, it's very important. But you see, then the devotee community has to come forward. Running a school is a very difficult service, very difficult. There's many, many things involved here. That's a different topic, but it is very not easy at all to run a school. And especially parents are very finicky about things, and those who are running the school have a hard time handling the parents, even if they are devotees. So, but nevertheless, it is unavoidable. We must do it. There are different types of education possible, ranging from the traditional Gurukula system which Srila Prabhupada very much wanted, but somehow which has not taken off successfully in our movement, up all the range, right up to the modern type of schooling with very strong Krishna consciousness input given in. different models are possible. But it is up to the initiative of each temple and community to take it up. That is how our movement is structured. So the initiative must be at the temple level. But I'm sure if that happens in Bangalore, there are so many devotees. You can do many things, but you need qualified teachers, qualified administrators. That's very important. Without qualified teachers, devotee teachers, we cannot have. Must have. Yes. I could not hear. Yes. The question is that at every age group, it is so difficult to make devotees. So what do we do? We have to go on trying. At every age group, whichever age group is willing to listen, whoever is willing to listen, we are happy to speak. So we should preach to them. But especially we must focus to the youth, yes, because they will be the future of tomorrow. We must also very nicely facilitate the elders, so that they are also comfortable and they have full facility for their Krishna conscious development. We should not neglect that by any means. But we should also focus on the youth, because that is what will actually create a nice future. And then even for those who are younger, right up to the school level, children's level, we should also have very nice programs for them. Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. So your point is that eventually people will get frustrated with material enjoyment, and then there will be facility to take Krishna consciousness to them. But I think Indians are stretching that limit, I think. They are really testing the limits of that, you know. They are breaking new ground in limits of tolerance of frustration with material enjoyment, and they want to still go on and on and on. So, well, whoever basically is willing to listen to us, we have to go and just give it, isn't it? All right, so now it's ready. We should have darshan of Gandharvika Giridhari Sriman Mahaprabhu. Shri Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. Shri Narsingadev Bhagavan ki jai. Narsimha Chaturdashi Mahotsav ki jai. Gaur Premanande.